There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. This is your host, Phil McKinney. Yes, we are still in the mobile studio, this time here in Florida. We actually had a guest who we were trying to get hooked up with at Consumer Electronics Show, but we ended up with a little bit of a scheduling challenge. So today I'd like to invite back Barrett Nash. Barrett, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, what a pleasure to be here, and apologies for that CES. I just didn't realize how big the show was.
Well, it's funny because, you know, here we are. We were in Las Vegas together, and then the craziness of CES went nuts, and we were doing a whole bunch of shows there. Today, Barrett's back actually in Kigali, Rwanda. We'll talk about his work in Rwanda. But for those of you who have been longtime listeners of this show, you know that my wife and I do both charitable work, but also we do investments in entrepreneurs in Rwanda as part of our economic development investments that we do with. And our biggest investment in Rwanda is Lakeside Fish Farm. So Barrett and I were actually catching up because I knew he was in Kigali, but he didn't know my connection into Kigali and the Rwandan program. So we were actually getting all excited about just these random connections that tend to happen. So again, Barrett, thanks for coming on the show. So why don't you give us a little bit of background on yourself? How did you, you know, what were you doing before you got to Rwanda? And how did you actually get involved and work in Rwanda?
I should warn you, I'm sitting in the grass right now, and there's somebody bringing a running hose towards me and my computer. So I originally became involved in Africa when I was a student at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. You know, as is normal for many people going to university, I didn't take a gap year. I went right from high school into university, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I found myself getting burnt out. And just one day, there was in front of me just a poster on the wall, like, you know, go volunteer somewhere. And I was like, you know what, I could really use that. And they positioned me in Ghana, in West Africa. And it was a revelation to me. You know, I feel like it's like, you know, like, I felt like almost I was like colorblind or something before. There are so many types of lifestyles, so many ways that people live their lives that I had no idea, And, you know, what I was really defined by was, one, that there is this terrific optimism. Everybody was just so feeling that even though their lives were challenging, every day was getting better and better. Well, also, there was just these obvious states, positions where the state and the government and institutions failed people. And I thought, like, you know, maybe there's something to actually trying to ask yourself deeply, what does it mean to live a meaningful life? What sort of impact you want to have? And I wanted to get involved in trying to bridge the divide between people who were passionate and trying hard and, you know, deserved better opportunity than the world was giving them.
And then you were in Ghana, and then did you go directly to your involvement in Rwanda with One Laptop Per Child, or...?
So after Ghana, I went back to Canada and finished my degree at the University of British Columbia. I got involved with a local startup there called Shearwater Research that was making computers for deep water diving. I was their first employee, but then when I left, there was more than 15 employees. So I got the opportunity to wear every hat over the years I was there at the company, and, you know, from putting in an ISO 9001 system to handling supply chain management to, you know, accounting reconciliation. And it made me really fall in love with startups and the efficiency of startups and the fact that everybody goes to work and feels every day like they're a part of something that could change the world and that they're pioneers in. But after I graduated university, I wanted to go back to Africa. I wanted to go somewhere where, you know, I could have the sort of impact that I wanted to have as a purpose of myself. And I took an internship with One Laptop Per Child, which is an MIT Media Lab initiative, where the government of Rwanda bought 220,000 laptops from us and used them as educational tools. And they positioned me in Rwanda.
And so, yeah, and for those of us who aren't familiar with the One Laptop Per Child program, it was a laptop less so on technology, but more on how to bring technology to facilitate access to curriculums and knowledge, you know, not just confined within the classroom, but, you know, being able to bring all this curriculum information and coursework and access to experts from around the world. And MIT and Nicholas Negroponte at the MIT Media Lab, you know, it was a big project in the, you know, early to mid 2000s. And Rwanda, if I recall, was actually one of the biggest deployments, correct?
Rwanda is the biggest deployment of One Laptop Per Child in Africa. And, you know, the project was really inspiring. I mean, like, you know, they did a modified kernel of Linux that was entirely visual interface that was trying to get away from the fact that people, like, you know, wouldn't know what an X icon meant or wouldn't know the visual metaphor of Windows. And it was, you know, some of the best moments of my life watching somebody who'd never used a piece of technology before. The first thing they'd use a laptop for would be to allow their mother to cook in the kitchen at night when there was no light. And seeing that actually, like, technology can be pretty flat if you're willing to kind of appreciate the learning curve of other people.
Oh, so you mean using the screen glow literally as
a light? Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Well, it's actually a little side story. At Lakeside Fish Farm, we paid for the electricity to be brought out to the fish farm, which electrified all the villages out through Bugesera. And it was funny because what people wanted the electricity on their house for was to put that 4 foot or like a 2 foot fluorescent tube light above their door. Right. And it was just kind of the sign that says I've made it because I have electricity and I've got this light. And you'd see the kids out on the front porch, you know, trying to do their schoolwork or whatever. It's the simple things in life, right? It's the things that we take for granted that we don't see it in the way they see it. So, you know, after the One Laptop Per Child, you have since gone on and have and I don't know how old your current project, Safe Motors, is. When did you start that?
So I've been doing Safe Motos for about 4 years now. My co-founder and I, his name is Peter, he's a Kenyan and a software developer. We were originally roommates, and we had the idea as roommates over beer in the summer of 2014.
You know how many startups get started over, you know, people sitting around over beers? You know, there's some correlation here.
Well, I mean, I think that, like, you know, and it's one of the challenges you look at, like, kind of like trying to fabricate innovation is that you're like, you know, I remember being at MIT and, like, you know, I took part in a development ventures course, and it was all these guys with these big brains sitting back trying to solve the problems of Africa. But, like, you know, usually the best way to make a solution is to solve a problem you yourself experience. And frankly, having beer is a great way to identify those.
That's right.
Like, I mean, literally, like, you know, with Peter, my co-founder, like, we'd, you know, be going to go meet at a beer, and we'd hop off a motorcycle taxi, and we'd go, Matt, that guy just about killed me about 5 times along the way. And you'd go, I know, these guys, they're crazy. And we started to kind of chat over time about how you'd see things like, you know, well, do you ever notice how you can tell a good driver from a bad driver almost instantly? Would evolve to a conversation of, well, if your body can detect that shift, can't technology detect that shift? And then I had the idea, well, what if we put a bunch of sensors in the helmet of a motorcycle taxi driver that could detect, like, you know, these sort of like shifts in terms of, like, you know, acceleration, deceleration, like, you know, gyroscopic movement. And then my co-founder Peter was like, well, you know, a smartphone already has all these sensors. Why don't we just do it off a smartphone? And in fact, there's already an interface that's designed for integrating transportation with human beings, Uber. So why don't we just link, you know, telematic data with an Uber cell interface? And that was basically the start of Safe Motos.
Well, that's
plus or minus 5 beer.
And that's actually pretty good. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to dig into Safe Motos and what that application really is. And how does it really take a different look at the whole issue around, you know, kind of the local transportation challenges within, you know, countries outside of what you would normally think. And believe me, anything that would do, that would improve the motorcycle taxi program in Rwanda, I would be all for. So when we come back, we're going to pick up our conversation on Safe Motos. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Codivations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit PioneerEducationAfrica.com to find out more.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We are still here in the mobile studio, and today our guest, Barrett Nash, is the CEO, co-founder of SafeMotos. Now, in the last segment, we got a little bit into the problem space with you and your co-founder over beers, rehashing kind of how you take your life into your own hands, getting on the motorcycle taxis. And actually, in my book, I tell the story of feeling like I was almost going to die on the back of a motorcycle in Bangkok, Thailand, you know, because of the way, you know, the motorcycle taxis dashing between vehicles and everything. So tell us a little bit more about you and your co-founder and the whole process of thinking about SafeMotos and coming up with what you think is a different approach to this transportation solution that I think is pretty prevalent, like an Uber or a Lyft, but you guys have gone about it completely differently.
Sure. Thanks for that. So a lot of people in like Europe and North America don't realize that one of the most popular ways to get from point A to point B in much of the developing world is by motorcycle taxi. I know myself, I'd never even ridden on the back of a motorcycle until I actually came to Africa. You know, you're in these hyper congested cities like Nairobi or Lagos that were made for, you know, colonial sized populations. And now they become these mega cities of 10, 15, 20 million people. And the congestion is terrible. You know, you can spend 12 hours crossing the city of Nairobi, the city of Lagos, my apologies. Motorcycle taxis are like a really efficient way of dealing with this. They can like weave through the congestion. They're extremely cheap to operate. And, you know, like you, like I wish in Canada, like we had an option, you know, it's point A to point B, picked up to drop off. The problem is that they're extraordinarily dangerous. You know, in the emerging world, after HIV/AIDS, the biggest killer is vehicle accidents. And in markets like Rwanda, where SafeMotos is operating, about 80% of accidents involve motorcycle taxis. You know, we did an advertising campaign that I envisioned when both my co-founder and myself were actually in a motorcycle taxi accident of motos don't have seatbelts. You don't realize just how vulnerable and fragile you are, you know, in comparison to a car, because if you just hit something, you don't have any backup. You're just flying.
Mm-hmm.
Our idea was, well, you know what, like, how do you tell some teenage boy who's never driven a motorcycle before and it's his first day? And how do you differentiate him from a seasoned professional?
Right.
So what we've done is we've built a system that does some things that are obvious. You have to have 3 years experience to be on the platform. We make sure that you have high customer quality scores, but then we're quite innovative in the way we use data from the smartphone itself. So, you know, in a smartphone, there's an accelerometer, there's a gyroscope, there's a GPS chip, and there's been big research done from the insurance industry in Europe and America, where they want to be able to shift from onboard devices to smartphones, basically wanting to measure how every driver drives, so they can be defining insurance premiums based off of that. And a smartphone's a logical way to do it because it's in everybody's pocket. So where the insurance industry is looking at how do you, if you drive good, you pay less money, you drive bad, you pay more money. We look at it, if you drive good, we pair you to customers. You drive bad, we don't pair you to customers.
Interesting, interesting. So in this case, so you and your partner came up with this idea. What was the process to go from an idea over beers to being able to start actually trialing this out?
I mean, one of the challenges I have as a startup entrepreneur is the realization that I may not be the most strategic person in my life. I mean, you know what? It wasn't luck. It was blind luck. So there was a small accelerator here in Rwanda from the company Millicom, and we'd applied for it, didn't get in. But it put us with this application on a platform called F6S. Some of you might be familiar with it. Mm-hmm. And then we just got cold called from a startup accelerator based in Ireland that was focusing on innovations in the transportation industry. And they said, hey, we like what you're doing. If you were to apply, maybe you'd get in. And we were kind of joking, my co-founder and I, that if this is a Nigerian, we'd never trust them. But we applied, got in. Went to the accelerator in Cork, Ireland. We're easily the earliest stage company there. We really had nothing more than a pitch deck. But then, we're the only company. You know, we worked hard. Only company to get follow-on funding. Came back to Rwanda, launched. Immediately fell flat on our face. Realized that safety is something that people said they wanted, but weren't willing to prioritize over convenience or price. And basically, like, I've kind of iterated since then through multiple innovations to kind of make the company actually get a product market fit for this market.
It's interesting because I think, you know, we hear the story repeatedly with, you know, founders or co-founders, teams getting out there, and you've almost got to go through that first stumble. You know, I wouldn't call what you did a full pivot, but you know, getting that better product market fit, you know, plays a pretty critical role. But the fact is it does sound like, you know, by luck, you did not get into the accelerator locally, but you got into an accelerator focused on transportation. How much was that access to expertise around transportation help? How much did that really help you out? The work in Cork.
I mean, I think even bigger than being in a community of transportation geeks was more being in a community of real startup geeks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what might surprise some of your listeners is that there's a huge culture of startups and technology in Africa. But it's tough because there's so few success points that in some ways the culture isn't really like about enabling real success, but it almost kind of feels like it's like the way I joke about it is it's like, you know, high school rock bands where everybody's kind of got a good idea, but nobody's making money. And it was so refreshing to actually be in a place where you could actually be a part of the bridge from an idea to a real business just from the support network of the accelerator itself. And I still believe that, especially for somebody who's a first-time entrepreneur, I think an accelerator is the best way to launch an innovative idea and actually have a real chance of success.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, even in my day job as a CEO, we run what's called a Fitterator as one of a small effort, but it's all about product market fit. But it's interesting on what we have seen from the graduates. We've run two cohorts now, and the community of those companies staying connected, staying together, still supporting each other, you know, giving those referrals has been incredibly powerful. We're going to take another quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to get in to more about the company itself and how the product actually works, and how the whole pricing model and the economics of it works. When we come back, we're going to get our conversation on Safe Moto. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Shop Lowe's Spring Black Friday and get great savings to help with those outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with select pine annuals 5 for $5. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Miracle-Gro Garden Soil. 5 bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/18. Actual plant size and selection may vary by store. While supplies last, see store for details. U.S. only.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We are continuing our conversation with Barrett Nash, CEO and co-founder of Safe Motos. So, Barrett, I mean, you and I were laughing during the break. I can hear the local birds in the background, and I was laughing about, you know, all my time in Kigali and being in the outdoors, and you know you're making me miss going to Kigali. I'm gonna have to get a trip in here at some point. But I want to spend this segment really talking about Safe Motos and where you are actually at with that business. So give us a context of where Safe Motos is today.
You know, like, I think, like, actually today, this very day, we're probably in the best space we've ever been. You know, we've got a bit of money in the bank that gives us some runway. I think we actually have, like, a real shot at, you know, having found a pain point for customers. And our understanding of our users is probably the best technology company in Africa. It's been a painful journey, I gotta say. You know, one of the challenges of operating a company in Africa is the realization that, number one, there's basically no research into any of the market opportunities. So a lot of it is having to kind of like discover things for yourself. There's also pretty much no success stories or repeatable success stories, which means you got to kind of be a pioneer. And I got to say, actually, I think of my ancestors as a Canadian. I feel like in some ways, being here is very authentic to the journey they must have taken from Europe to Canada. We started with what we thought was a pain point, which was, you know, increasing the safety of motorcycle taxis, then realized that maybe we made a vitamin instead of a painkiller. You know, people are, you know, think safety is something that is great, but it's not more than price or convenience. So we decided that instead of safety being our product, safety should be our byproduct. So then we just basically pivoted to like core Uber business model. Let's just provide convenience. The challenge is the token ride hailing business model is lose a lot of money to fuel a lot of revenue growth. And nobody in the ride hailing world has really figured out how to make money. And, you know, we just didn't have the investor pockets to go, like, let's lose a bunch of money to get a bunch of trips. So it kind of changed our thinking to, well, how do we actually make money? Well, you need to provide a service that someone is willing to actually, like, you know, pay more than your costs are. So we began doing a segmented approach where every offering we do on motorcycles would, you know, like actually be providing value. So we have female drivers for female customers, because I'm sure you can understand it's kind of disgusting for a female user to hop on the back of a motorcycle taxi with some guy. We do nighttime trips. We have a service called Free Motos, where it's absolutely free to go to certain business partners, because the business partner is paid for you to come there. We lease bikes to our drivers. And then we've done what's become the gold standard of the company, which is corporate trips. Many employees of companies in Rwanda and other African countries, they take motos or company cars to get around, but there's pretty much no receipts and no accounting principles, which is a real problem for the company because it means that, like, you know, they basically have these line items in their reports that don't have any diligence. So what we've been doing is, you know, we have a system where we've got a great accounting platform for business partners. The employees will have to use Safe Motos if they want their trip to be paid for. And it's worked pretty well. We've done 6% week-on-week growth over 2017. And it seems like it's a real pain point we've solved.
Well, it is unique in the fact mm-hmm. that you've segmented out the right types versus just treating it as just a broad transportation problem.
I mean, you've been to Rwanda. You know that there's motorcycles kind of everywhere. And, you know, there's a saying that if you're trying to change behavior, you have to be at least three times better than the kind of current status quo. And we're better than status quo, but three times better is hard to compete when you're competitor is, you know, 30,000 bikes going up and down your street.
Yeah, exactly. So in this case, you've segmented out the different types, whether it be with female drivers or with the corporations using you as the reimbursement model. Are those segments big enough to allow Safe Moto to grow? Or are there other segments that you're looking at to go into next?
Well, you know, I've got to say, I mean, of course, we're looking to going to other markets. But what's interesting is that, you know, a lot of the assumptions we made were kind of wrong. And like, we were heavily based off of like kind of like ride hailing best practices. So for one, I've just referred to as like the business model side of things, which, you know, like not going broad based, going highly segmented. But what was really interesting was the user experience. You know, we kind of just copied and pasted the Uber app because we thought like, you know, these guys have, you know, 30 user experience specialists. Let's just follow their best practices. But what we've realized is that people use technology here differently. The metaphor I use is that people, you know, in the West, they think that technology is about, you know, a legacy of Windows and Linux and like, you know, fragile and bugs and learning curves. But here they didn't have that experience. Here, a smartphone's their first piece of technology. And they expect it to work just like a toolbox. You got to grab a hammer and just hit something with it. So, like, say, for example, people here don't have almost no literacy on kind of like a map-based user interface. It's just not what they've been taught in school. So what does it mean to do a ride-hailing component where people aren't kind of like, you know, used to reading maps? And it's kind of brought us down a deep dive of more than like 150 hours of user experience testing that I think we're pioneering a new language of user experience for how to actually build technology products for the continent of Africa.
So does your product only work on smartphones, or have you guys also have to address the text message-only kind of service calling?
So what's interesting is that I feel like probably the biggest innovation in the world right now is the advent of the $50 smartphone. I think that, you know, frankly, I don't even really like, on my smartphone, I don't even use the phone. I've uninstalled the phone because I don't like people calling me. I think it's the idea that we can have more technology than put a man on a moon in someone's pocket for like, you know, under $50 should change the game. Yep. And I think it does. And I think that especially when you see the adoption rates, I mean, when we came to Rwanda, not to win the world. We came to Rwanda because we believe Rwanda is the test kitchen, the living laboratory of Africa. And we want to look to the future, but not the long-term future, the future in, you know, 1 year, 2 years. And like now, like, you know, my house staff has a smartphone. You know, it's ubiquitous. And I think that the technology we focus on is how do we actually enable the additional technology that's in a smartphone to not just augment, but radically change the art of what's possible in terms of what technology can provide.
So in the case, and I think you're right, because I mean, if I go back to when we first started working in Rwanda, and then you see how the acceleration happens, I want to poke on a little bit about your point about the fact that though the user community there doesn't have the history of growing up with an Apple II and then a Mac and then a Windows PC and Linux, and, you know, the transference of metaphors has not occurred there. Does that require then a level of simplification that you have to go through? And we've only got a short amount of time. Maybe we can pick this up in the next segment, but just quick answer on what does that really mean?
So a good example is not about simplification. It's about how people use technology. So for that specific example, the map, you can't ask someone to use an interface they don't understand. Mm-hmm. So we get around it simply. We only allow someone to click order trip if they are actually having an accurate GPS lock. And if you don't have an accurate GPS lock, we either ask you to move to where you can get an accurate GPS lock, just like you chase reception, or you can't order a bike.
Okay. So something is I just have to hit one button and say, just get me a ride and stay there. Don't move around. It'll come find you right where you're at.
I should have patented that idea before you said that. Who would have thought? A big button. Pick me here.
Pick me up here. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation, but I'm going to ask for you to share some of your lessons learned having gone through this whole process, something that our listeners can take away from your guys' experience. So stay right there. We come back. We'll have the takeaway section of the show. And you're listening to Killer Nations on the BizTalk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142.
That's 800-670-2142.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We are here with Barrett Nash, CEO, co-founder of Safe Motos, bringing kind of a unique transportation model to Rwanda. So, hey, Barrett, I'm specifically interested in, you know, your experience in, if you look at what experience you've had combined everything you've been doing, both in when you were in Kenya and also Rwanda, you know, if you could go back to before you started having that experience, what would be the 2 to 3 pieces of advice you would like to have given yourself? So if you had that time machine to go back to when you saw that poster about volunteer, what would be those two, maybe three pieces of advice you would give yourself?
My God. You know, there's like kind of like a joke I have in myself where like every 6 months I kind of look backwards and go, I wish I knew then what I knew now.
Right.
I mean, high level as an entrepreneur, make sure you're solving a pain point, not making a vitamin. In Africa, you probably need to have a profit-making business model, at least from a unit economic perspective, day one. Don't launch too soon. You know, get your finance figured out, get your story. But like, honestly, like, I also got to say that I feel for myself, like, you kind of almost have to go through the journey to be able to not just hear the statements of the things you should do, but to fully understand it. And I got to say, like, I made a lot of mistakes. We as a company made a lot of mistakes, but I don't think we could have done it faster, especially like in an African context. Where, like, you know, I feel like in America, it's all about speed. You're trying to go around a track and go as fast as you can. You're racing with other people. Here in, you know, Africa, there's not so many success stories. And it kind of feels like more you're almost kind of going through the jungle and you've got to kind of discover it for yourself. And you can't go faster or slower because you're not even sure what success looks like. You just know you're trying to go the right direction.
Yeah, your comment about time is interesting, particularly as a Westerner, having myself spent a fair amount of time in Rwanda. whenever I've met with Rwandan government officials, and I'm of the got a watch, got my calendar, punctuality, all those kinds of things, and they have the old saying of, you know, you Westerners, you have the watch, we have the time, you know.
I went through a Buddhist Zen moment when I was living in West Africa, where I waited for 14 hours for a bus to leave. And every 10 minutes, they'd say, it's leaving, it's leaving, it's leaving. And for the rest of my life, I'm never impatient with time, because nothing can ever be as worse as waiting 14 hours for a bus to leave.
Yeah, it is the difference. But your whole point, though, about understanding, you know, what constitutes success, but your point particularly about being profitable, unit one, out of the gate, lost leaders, many of the models that constitutes best practices, let's say here in the United States with like an Uber or Lyft, just did not apply for what you were trying to do there in Kigali, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely correct. Like, I feel like, you know, like, I feel like there's this danger in much of the world that technology has been acknowledged as an enabling agent, but then technology has been so tightly intertwined with Silicon Valley-style startups, you know, the Googles, Amazons, that people go, okay, we're going to use technology, and almost just becomes verbatim, like, let's just copy one of these big guys. Yeah. When the Western technology companies, in my opinion, have been about solving Western problems, which are by and large middle class problems. Yep. Here, there's really not a middle class yet. And I feel like technology needs to actually disconnect from, you know, the Silicon Valley style kind of like problem solving format and go, we're not trying to solve middle class problems. We're trying to enable a middle class. And I feel like that's where technology can really disrupt the arc of the story of Africa.
Oh, Barrett, that is a perfect line to wrap up our discussion today. If people want to follow you and Safe Motos and what you guys are up to, what is the best place for them to track what they're doing, get in contact with you? What's the best way?
I mean, for one, I'm like a very approachable person, so I frankly just love it if people would just email me at nash@safemotos.com or info@safemotos.com. And, you know, you can come to our website, you can come to our Facebook, just search for Safe Motos. But I'm open. I'm always just happy to have a chat or get a cup of coffee or a cup of beer. And I'm on couch surfing, too. So if you want to come by Rwanda, feel free to visit.
And if you got an opportunity to go to Rwanda, I'd offer the exact same thing. We could host you out at Lakeside Fish Farms. You can see what we do out there and what we're trying to do for growing a middle class in the more rural parts of Rwanda. Hey, Barrett, thanks a lot. I do greatly appreciate your time, knowing the challenges of getting a good internet connection in different parts of the world. So I appreciate you taking the time and working out the logistics to be on the show today. Thank you very much.
And my sincere pleasure, and thank you for forgiving me for missing our interview at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Not a problem.
I actually got stuck on the wrong side of that giant highway. Like, I thought I'd walk over. It just didn't work.
Yeah, well, that's a challenge of getting around CES. And for those of you listeners, you know that we've been wrapping up the series of all the interviews from Consumer Electronics Show. So we did, I don't know, probably more than a dozen interviews at Las Vegas with thought leaders, Steven Guggenheim, head of AI at Microsoft, to you name it. You know, Barrett and I were supposed to connect. It didn't work out, but we were able to make it work out logistically when he got back to Rwanda. So, hey, if you've got a guest who you think should be on the show, drop me a note, phil@killerinnovations.com. I'd love to hear about it, and we are continuing our trips across the country here in the United States, talking to rural entrepreneurs. If it's your town or your city you would like for us to stop by and meet your entrepreneurs, drop me a note. Love to hear about it. You can check us out over at the innovators.studio over on the Facebook page. And with that, we're going to wrap up today's show. Don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. Take that idea you have, turn it into a game changer and get out there and prove them wrong. We need your ideas. We need your innovations to solve our biggest problems. But don't sit back, engage, and execute. And with that, we will talk to you next week here in Killer Innovations. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.